According to a recent study from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Hawaii ranked 8th in the country when it came to the overall amount women earned compared to men. Based on 2019 data, for every dollar men in Hawaii were paid, women earned roughly 85 cents. The national average was 81 cents. Kara Jabola Carolis is the executive director of the state's Commission on the Status of Women. She says she wants to be optimistic about the findings, but is skeptical.
The new data may be indicative more of economic injustice than gender justice progressing. I worry that it may be more due to the stagnation in men's wages and the low wages relative to other metropolitan areas in the U.S. and Hawaii than authentic advances in women's respect and value in the workplace.
Jabola Carolis says the findings could also be a result of a 2018 state law prohibiting employers from asking an applicant's salary history. And since the Bureau's findings are based on data from 2019, it likely changed. The coronavirus pandemic has had tremendous impacts on the economy. President Joe Biden earlier this month said the amount of women dropping out of the workforce due to school closures is a national emergency. Jabola Carolis says Hawaii isn't an exception.
We already have the data that the majority of job losses in Hawaii have been to women. You know, women are concentrated because of gender role stereotypes into industries that were decimated by the pandemic, the service sector, you know, hospitality in particular. And I think that we will see this impacting the data on women's earnings and their wealth compared to men's wealth.
Jabola Carolis says she fears the pandemic will erase recent progress in closing the gender wage gap. But even without a pandemic, she says there is still a long way to address equal pay for women in the state. A major hurdle is the lack of paid family leave among employers. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.